Okay, Rabbeisai, before we start, Rabbeisai, I'm starting, trying again. I want to give you a shikayach to the anonymous person who sponsored tonight's supper. Is delicious, and it was sponsored l'refuah shleima for someone who went through a stem cell surgery today. Avram Beinish ben Golda Sprinzel, l'refuah shleima shachar Yisrael. I would like to deviate just for digress. I don't know if you could digress before you start, but I guess if we talk about the hemshich of all the weeks, digress from speaking specifically about the parasha just for 2 minutes. I'd like to mention something. I got a phone call on last Wednesday night on my way up to the country from a Rav who told me that he has someone who's a Talmud of his who goes to a certain bungalow colony in the country, and it seems that the boys in this bungalow colony up until the age of 9 are taking swimming lessons with female instruction, female lifeguards. So he asked his Talmud, how you talking about such a thing? He says, well, the people there either go to Davin, Rabbi Zucker, or Rabbi Schiffenbauer, and either Rabbi Zucker or Rabbi Schiffenbauer, or both of them said it's not a problem until 9 years old. So I immediately said, I have no idea. I don't think there's anyone in all the years I've been a Rav who has asked me the Shaila, and it's well known the position of Rav Moshe, like this, that were concerned, even if Hirhurim are not Negea to a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old boy, a 7-year-old boy, an 8-year-old boy, perhaps even a 9-year-old boy, maybe 9 years old is already where it would be. But we are concerned that later on he is going to recall the event, recall that, and it will cause him to be Nifshol and Averis and Hirhurim Rayim. And that is something that that the Poskim are very serious about, and it's something that we have to be serious about. And the halacha clearly is, the prevailing opinion of the Poskim is that after the age of 5, one should not do such a thing. There should not be such instruction with a female lifeguard. Goes under the problem, and also, by the way, if there's a female lifeguard at the pool, I've been made aware that there's a female lifeguard at a pool in this bungalow colony, she should be totally dressed. She should not be in clothing that's not sneeze-stick, that's not such you wouldn't walk in the street. If it's one of those children, if it's children 5 years and less, it's not a problem, but above that, it's a problem. So, I don't know who quoted me, but I can tell you I did speak to a few people who go to that bungalow colony, and I did speak to someone who's in charge of that bungalow colony, and they never heard me say anything, and they never quoted me as saying anything, so I don't know who's quoting me, but I would just like to set the record straight. Okay, and also tell people that the halacha is not there. This week's parsha we have a fascinating interplay between Moshe Rabbeinu and B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuven. And I'd like to discuss what happened with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Perhaps different ideas as to what motivated B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuven. So let's talk about it. As though, should you have a Chumash in front of you, take a look right after Shishi in Parshas Matos. The pasuk says, "Umikne Rav Hoyel of Ne'ruvein v'Lev Ne'gad Otsum Ma'od." Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad had a tremendous amount of cattle. They had miknerav, they had cattle, they had lots of animals. Vayiru as Eretz Yazir, as Eretz Gilad, v'hinei amokim mekoy mikne. They saw Eva Ayar, they saw the other side of the Jordan, the east side, the east bank of the Jordan, and they realized it's a mokim, it's fertile pasture land. All these cities, is a land of mikneh v'lavodecha mikneh. And we have a lot of cattle. And if you look in your chumash, you'll see that that's the end of a parsha. There's a big tzamach over there. The end of a parsha. Parsha's good. Then starts a new parsha. Vayayinu. Imatzadu chen daynecha. If you find favor in your eyes, you tell us the oretz hazois la'avadecha la'achuza. Al tavirena as a yard. Don't take us across the yard. Vayayimer Moshe lifnei God lifnei Reuven. So first of all, we have one ha'ara first of all. First of all, why did they got him in the Reuven have more mikneh than anybody else? Why did they have more mikneh than anyone else? So the truth is, there's some farshim that want to tell her that the reason is because they were gibayrim. And since they were such gibayrim, so they got more in the shalol of Midian, in the melchama of Midian. So maybe they had more cattle, which is not so pashut, because the pashtus is that they said that everyone shared the booty of war, the plunder of war equally. So why should they have more cattle? So we'll hold that question for a few moments. Why do they have more mikvah? But the question, if you look at it, the structure of the psukim is fascinating. They make a statement. We have a lot of mikvah, and there happens to be wonderful pasture land there. End the paragraph. No requests. Statement. Then comes a new parsha. So you should just know, like they're laying there. They made a comment. They left it hanging, and then comes the new parsha. Listen, you know, we really like to stay here. So if we find Chayim Beinecha, please give it to us. Give this as our chelik in the earth. Make this our chelik in the earth. Now, if you think about it, so first of all, the structure of the parsha is very strange. But if you think about this, even a more fascinating question. But before that, I'd like to share with you an unbelievable verse. An old verse from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says, such a gewaltig verse. Not Shaykh. He says, what's the packet of Shaykh? Why do they start off? They just make a statement. Right? And then, what do? Then they ask for the land. They ask for the land. What's the Shaykh? They ask for the land. So he says like this. Yishalmi and Bikurim. Yishalmi says that you can't. The Mishnah in Bikurim says, the Shami says on the Mishnah in Bikurim, the Mishnah says that Evra Yardin, you don't bring Bikurim from Evra Yardin. You don't bring Bikurim from the other side, from that side, from the earth, from the land of God. Why not? So the two pshatim in the Yishami. What are the two pshatim in the Yishami? Two reasons. One, it's not Eretz Zavah Skalav Udvash. And Eretz Zavah Skalav Udvash, you bring Bikurim from. The other pshat, the other mandam in the Gemara is because they took it to themselves. It's only something that the Bikurim has said, the land Hashem Asachali, that you gave me. But you didn't only give it, it wasn't that they were given. They took it, they asked for it, they took it. Zuck Yishami, what's the nafkamina between the two things? The nafkamina is Bnei Menashe. Menashe didn't ask. It's only Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is. Menashe didn't ask. So they didn't ask, they didn't take it, but it's not a land of Zuck Yishami. Mamela, if you learn that the time is also Eretz Avos Chalav Udvash, so then what? So then Menashe, it's talking about Eretz Avos Chalav Udvash, no matter how you got it. But if it's taking, well, but they got it. Zakruchem Kanievsky, in the time of the Christ, is a Givaldic book. He says, so that was what the Negot of Reuven wanted. The Negot of Reuven didn't want to lose the mitzvah of Bikurim by taking Eretz Avos Chalav Udvash. So all these words, they said a statement. They said, listen, you know, we haven't had a lot of cash. It's like, he gives a marshal. It's like a child, right, that tells his mother, you know, there happens to be candy in the cabinet. And he waits a minute, you know. Maybe his mother's going to give it to him, maybe he's not going to give it to him. If his mother gives him, give all of it. If his mother doesn't give it to him, he says, can I have some of the candy in the cabinet?
That's what happened over here. The first parsha is they're saying, Hezek su Moshe, this is Givaldi Kapashin, and we happen to have pasture. Okay? Then they wait. Moshe's not offering. Since Moshe didn't offer, so now they have to ask. They have to. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to be chayav bikur. As I talked, so we have a very interesting chat in Bechlau, and certainly in the upstanding quality of what Bnei Gadol and Reuven are doing over here, that they don't want to lose a mitzvah by doing it. But I want to ask the following question. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a gevaldike tainus to Bnei Gadol and Reuven. What does Moshe Rabbeinu tell the servant of Bnei Gadol and Reuven? He says, what are you talking about? They're going to go to war and you're going to stay here. First of all, they didn't say they weren't going to go to war. Okay? And then what does he say? The lama sininus laid the Yisrael me'avor el ha'oretz asher nosam lohem Hashem. What's the taina? The taina, if you think about it, the taina is, what do you mean? You don't want kedusha? You don't want it to be? You have kedusha, so it's just wrong. Okay? What's the taina? No, the taina is you're going to cool the ardor of the Jewish people. They're not going to be so inspired to go to the earth. I'm going to let you stay over here. Everybody will stay over here. It's a funny time. That's the only time that they have. That's the Givaldika time that Moshe. That's the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is timing to them. He's kind of a stronger time. You don't want to go there to Israel. I'm dying to go there to Israel. You don't want to go. It's a pelotic, isn't it? So what if they go to Reuven? What if they want? Now the truth is, I'm just sharing with you some things that don't meet the eye, okay? And then I want to come to perhaps a hashgafic idea that we come to from the interplay over here between Moshe. It says a fascinating thing. The Rabbeinu Bechaya over here tells us, Darshi, he brings his Chazal, that each one of these cities represented another type of Avodah Zarah that the Goyim did in that area. So he says, what Bnei Gadol and Reuven wanted, they wanted to be metaher the makom. They wanted to be over Hashem in that makom. They wanted to create a kedusha in the makom that they were doing this tumah. If you want to look at the Shach al Hatorah, we've said over a few times this summer, the Shach al Hatorah says an unbelievable thing. He says like this. He says Shimon was going into Eretz Yisrael. Shimon was a cause of a tremendous tragedy last week, right? The week before, but then the bullet, beginning of Pinchas, tremendous tragedy where the Zimri goes and he causes that Bnei Yisrael should be nichshal in Baal Peor and Bnei Yisrael should be nichshal in Arayas. So it's a terrible thing. Reuven was afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael because if he was going to be with Shimon, he was afraid. Reuven had a maisa with Bilhah. He had a maisa with his father. He was mavalbul for his father's bed. And not only that, but God was the product of the fact from Zilpah. And it says that Leah was not mishadet Zilpah to Yaakov. Leah was not Meshadat Zilpah to Yaakov, like Rachel was Meshadat Bilhah to Yaakov. Memela, out of Leah, out of that comes out God. They were afraid they had up Sashaikas to Arayas. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is that if you look at it, it's a Mefurish Apostle. It's a Mefurish Chazal in Apostle. Why Bnei God did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why Bnei God? Certainly Bnei God, why they didn't want to go into Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu in his bracha and v'zois ha-bracha, where he's mevarech all of the shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ulegod Omar," in v'zois ha-bracha, kapitel lama gimel, pasuk chof, "Boruch marchiv God." Blessed is God who is marchiv. Zok Rashi. He expanded the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Marchiv God. Kilavi Shochein. He rests and sleeps like a lion. The Torah Zroya Afkotkoid, and he destroys, he can kill a person. Rashi says the Harugim, the ones that were killed by God in the war, right? And Chazal tells us that God, in any war, God never lost a person. How were they able to kill them? It was such gibarim, that's what it says, they were gibarim, but God was gibarim, that's what those shittas that had said that they mikna, they had so much mikna because they were such gibarim. Rashi says when they killed, their kills were nicker. You could tell who they killed because they would be able to, in one fell swoop, be able to dismember the arm and the head of a person in one shot. Zroya af kodkar, hafudik azak, by the way, it's fascinating, the Gra says, what's the pshat? If you learn the Gemara in Sait, the Gemara says that what were they chazin erchem uchama? The people who what? Who was soch, right? Who was soch, v'tzil shalresh, v'tzil shalresh, v'tzil shalresh, v'tzil shalresh, people that what? People that were, even the Chazal tell us that even what? Someone who talks between Yishtaba and Baruch Hu, right? They didn't let them go. They were chazim erchem uchama. That's why, by the way, we say Shir HaMalos before we don't say Shir HaMalos after Yishtaba, because it's like a sikha. I'm talking on Yom Niran and that's also my tshuva, because it's a sikha. What's the pshat? A soch v'tzul shal yad v'tzul shal rosh soch v'grah. That's the kotkoid zroya kotkoid. God wasn't soch. They had their shal yad and the shal rosh together. They were mamish. They were mechuber with the shal yad and the shal rosh. They were able to, in one fell swoop, destroy the enemy with Yishayahu Sharesh. That's an understanding as I didn't grow up. But I want to get to the next line in the pasuk. Vayar Reishis Loi. God saw Reishis. Ra Zekrashi. Ra Lito Loi Chelik Bo Eretz Sichayim Bo Oim. Shehi Reishis Kibush Bo Eretz. That's the beginning of the Kibush Bo Eretz. That says, why did God want? God wanted to do what? They wanted to get the first grant of land. Why? Zok Rashi, Zok the Pasuk, Kishom Chelkas Mechoikik Sofon. Kish Yoda Asher Shom Vimachlosoi Chelkas Soda Kivuras Mechoikik. Humash. They knew that Moshe was going to be buried in Eber Ayad. Since they knew Moshe was going to be buried in Eber Ayad, stay in Pasuk. Why did God want to stay in Eber Ayad across the Yad and not go into Eretz Yisrael? Because that was Shom Chelkas. Shom Chelkas Mechoikik Sofsh. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's burial place was there. And by the way, if you look at the Targum Unklus, Rabbi say, in Parshas Bamidbar, where we say, Atoras V'diva and V'yazer, the Targum says what? In our Parsha Mamash, right after the Pasuk Gimel, 11th base, Pasuk Gimel. Right? He explains, he goes to each city, and what is the last city? Uvo'oin, Uveis Kivurta de Moshe. Excuse me, before Boin. Nevoin. Excuse me, that's where Nevoin, High Nevoin. Ubeis kivurta de Moshe, the place where Moshe was buried. So God wanted to, for some reason, they wanted to be where Moshe was. So I want to discuss this idea. I want to discuss what did God want, and obviously Reuven connected with God. What did they want? Why did they want to stay with Moshe in the base kivurta de Moshe? And what is the tana that Moshe has to them? The lama sanin, why did you cool the ardor? And I'm sorry, we left one last thing. Koy asu abeisechem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, you know what? You're doing the same thing your parents did. What did your fathers do? V'sholch yoysev mikadosh b'nei aliris es ha'ars. When I v'shlach. By the meraglim, you're doing the same thing. That's what they hang us back to God. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you Reuven and God, you want to stay over here? That's what the meraglim wanted to do. You're doing the same thing. What does it mean they wanted to do the same thing? So Rabbi says, I want to share with you Dvorim Nifloim. You want to see the Pella of the Torah over here. It's unbelievable. I want to share with you a question. That, by the way, if the Elam doesn't have this sefer, we already spoke already one thing that it's said on Chumash. It is such an unbelievable work, Rabbi Say. You should go out and buy yourself one. I'm serious. It's unbelievable. See, two shtiklach on a Shabbos, one shtiklach on a Shabbos, it's mamish, it's ganem. But he starts off with a hafudik of aura. In the beginning of every sefer in Chumash, he describes the motif of the sefer. We're already approaching the end of the Sefer of Bamidbar. But he has a Givaldik of Ha'ara. In Bamidbar, what is Bamidbar called? Rabbi Sayer, everybody knows. What is Bamidbar called in the world? Numbers. Why is it called numbers? It's a Givaldik thing. Bamidbar means in the Midbar. Right? If you think you call it desert, right? It's called numbers. So you think, well, listen, okay, so good. So the Goyim put it together. Where did they get the word numbers from? Where did they get this numbers from? Terence is. Chazal calls it Chumash HaPikudim. It's called the Chumash HaPikudim. Frekt in itself. Why
his there are two times the Israel accounted.
In Bar Midbar and in Pinchas.
A lot of stuff goes on in the middle. There's a lot of stuff. You got Nosa, you got Bahal Oisra, you got the whole story with the Baraga,
you have Hukas, Kairach, Bola. I mean, and the beginning of Philip.
Numbers?
Why do you call it numbers?
Great question. Great question. Zakta, an unbelievable Zakta. He says, what is the pshat, what is the motif in Sefer Bamidbar? He says, if you look in Bamidbar, when Bnei Yisrael are counted, so in Bamidbar, Ephraim is first.
Ephraim is counted first.
If the Rosh Degel Ephraim is before Menashe. And if you look at Pinchas, Menashe is first.
Givaldik, or what is the switch? Everybody knows, when is there a switch between Ephraim and Menashe? Yaakov Avinu
has Menashe, and Ephraim on his in front of his leg, and he switches his hands.
Sikil is the other.
And we all know the famous question. Why seek Elas Yodav and not what he moved them to his legs?
Right, what he moved them away from the legs. Yeah.
In other words, Menashe remains on the right side of Moshe, by the right side of Yaakov. Ephraim is on the left side, but he puts his right hand on his left. Yeah. So we once said, "Oh, Gevaldik is Zach Ephraim." Bukhla told me of a revert from Rav Shur's son. So Gevaldik is Bechala, Gevaldik is Bechala. He says like this: why did he move the kids? He didn't move the kids. Because if you want your children to change, you have to change. You can't go and change your children. But Agav, I didn't really want to talk. It's a Gevalt de Gevalt. It's a half of the Gevalt. Otherwise, it's an Emes Lamita. It's a half of the Gevalt. Okay? And the truth is, by the way, I didn't mean to need to talk about this, but there's such a true thing about parenting. Rav Shmuel Hirsch writes an unbelievable thing. He says, Ruach, wind, has a tremendous effect. However, Ruach, you can't see. That's a parent has to try to influence his child's life. He has to have a tremendous effect. He has to put a Ruach into the child. And he has to blow on the child, but the child can't see it. Can't notice it. Some of a Gevaldik word. Oh, fine. Zok de Netziv, a Gevaldik word. By the way, the reason is because you know, there's Newton's law. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Anything a parent tells a child has an equal and opposite reaction. That's right. That's the truth, by the way. Anyway, mostly. Okay. Zok the Netziv. Rabbi said, listen to what the Netziv says. The Netziv says a woman wants to wane her children and stop nursing. So she stopped cold turkey. She nurses the child for 2 years straight. And boom, she stops cold turkey. Absolutely not. She doesn't stop cold turkey. What does she do? She weans the child off. She weans the child off. She weans the child off. Zokt the Netziv. Sefer Bamidbar is the sefer that starts off with a Dordeya, with an absolute Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Klal Yisrael Mamash Oichle Hamon, and Klal Yisrael had no Esit in Parnosa, Klal Yisrael had no Mamash Gomesh. In the Midbar, they ask the Meshachim Gavaya, they eat the man, and we'll talk about the man in a second. But when they go into Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different picture. We spoke about this 2 weeks ago. It's a whole different picture. It's Masachet Degonecha. You have to work the land. You have to have Bavya. You're not out of Meshachim Gavaya. It's not a Gilu. It's up there. Har Sefer Shim, the Sefer Bamidbar, is the Sefer of transition. It's the Sefer where there's a transition from Dordeya to Dorboy Haaretz. From a Dordeya of being totally consumed with Avodas Hashem and having no other Esek, and going into Eretz Yisrael, where you have split time, and you have limited resources, and you have limited resources to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you have to deal with Parnas, you have to deal with Parnas, those pressures exist in Eretz Yisrael. That is transition. Zokta is a why is Moshe, why is Yaakov, why Menashe and Ephraim? Why does Menashe remain on the right side of Yaakov? But Yaakov puts his hand on Ephraim's head. The parents is the regel comes from Regilus. Regilus is Teva. In Teva, Menashe is greater than Ephraim. In the world of Teva, Menashe is stronger than Ephraim. In the older one, is the Bechar is stronger. But in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of Amayla Menat Teva, Ephraim is greater than Menashe. Zokta Azayim. In the Midbar, when Klaiso with the Dardaya, the beginning of Pesach Gagube, Ephraim comes first. That's why in the counting of Parshas Bamidbar, Ephraim comes first. But in the counting of Parshas Pinchas, that's already at the end of the 40th year. That's already Mamish when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Over there, Menashe comes first because they're already coming to Adar Chatev. So that's why the counting is different. That's why the Sefer is called Chumash HaPikud. Because it's telling you, look at the counting and see what the Sefer is about. That's what the Sefer is about. Rabbi Yisai, Moshe Rabbeinu already spoke. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into the Eretz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhogo was Tel Peh Dabarboy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mam Chol Beisi Nemonu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael with the Mamash Shadalit Amon. You know, when we talk about the Mon, in Parshas Baloyisra, what does it say? Amon Kizra God. Kizra God. Shteit in Chazal, the Mon is like God. God, shape of God. Haful dikazak. What does it mean? It's like God. What does it mean? It's like God. Rabbi said, you have to know that shape of God had one thing. What was unique about shape of God, Rabbi said? What was unique about the Son God? Rashi tells us in Sefer Bereishis, he was noilad. He was noilad mo. Noilad mo. Rabbi say, Tunis Rufus and Rabbi Kiva have a machlokes. Tunis Rufus says, who's better, man or God? Rabbi Kiva says, by the God. So he says, what are you talking about? Look at this, here's a wheat, there's a God, man. Look at his bread, it's Givaldi. Okay? Same machlokes. If God is perfect, why do you make man with an arlo? That's how it's, that's all. Oh. Nela, what do you have to do? Because the Pshat is, there's an oil about taking. There's an oil in this Teva that we have to be in the Sakri. But there's an oil of Umayla in that Teva, which is where the Taka Noor, and Taka, where you can eat ready made bread from Shemayim. Where's that? That's the Mina. Amon Kizra God. Amon Kizra God. God had a Shaykhus from Amon. And Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara says, in whose schus did the Mon come? Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's supposed to be Anani HaKovit came from who? Aaron HaKoyen. The bear is Miriam. And the mon is Moshe. So it's, hey, God. And by the way, Reuven goes be Tzir Kitim. And he what? He picks the Dudoyim. And Sheik, and what is his dog? In the Midbar. He goes out in the Midbar. Reuven also has a Shaykhus to that. And who's born from that Maisa where he gives the Dudoyim Bini? Who's born? Yesh Schar. Yeh Socher. Who's your Socher? Your Socher is Chabor Gorim. He's the Yechle Amon. He's the Lamed Tyrant. That Reuven and God are interbound with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is because Moshe comes among. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Eimar Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't want to leave their leader. They're Shayachim, Amon Kizra God, that's who God and Reuven are. They want to remain with the Chaykik Sofron. They want to remain with Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to be bound with Moshe Rabbeinu. Very lofty ideals. And the truth is, what did the Meraglim want? The Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim felt that going into Eretz Yisrael was the wrong thing to do. What going into Eretz Yisrael is the Pshat. So the question really is, so why did Moshe send them? Why did Moshe send the Meraglim? You know why Moshe sent the Meraglim? And here comes the real truth of what the Taina to Bnei God of Bnei Reuven is. The Taina to Bnei God of Bnei Reuven is not that you want to stay in Eivra Yarden. There's a Gevaldika reason why they want to stay in Eivra Yarden. Why did Moshe send the Meraglim? Moshe sent the Meraglim. That the Meraglim should come back and say, not that it's going to be a walkover, it's going to be tough. But what did Kolev say? Vayas Kolev. We're able to do it. We can do it. We can overcome. And this is the Yisoid in Avodas Hashem. And I will try to explain with the short minutes that we have what I mean.
Sfarim tell us that if a person wants to attain anything in Ruchnius, last week we spoke about hard work, Mechun Tzara Agra. But the truth is, if a person wants to attain anything in Ruchnius, if a person wants to attain anything in Kedusha, it can't fall into his lap. And it's not enough that he works for it. He has to desire it. He has to want it. He has to have a taiva for it. He has to be, it has to ache in him to get to it. And if a person doesn't have that desire, if a person doesn't have that she'ifa for it, he's not claiming it. He doesn't have it. Moshe Rabbeinu sent him a rabbi. So that it shouldn't be easy. That Kleiser said, we want it so much, we're going to go and we're going to overcome. Rabbi Yisrael, we just learned the Gemara in Saita, not more than 10 days ago, where the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. And Rabbi Yisrael, this is Tama Musa Haskel for anyone who takes lightly walking out of this Medrash before the Kaddish after the whole scene. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, I left my glasses in the phone, sorry. The Gemara says, "Chashim alo oyvim shem Yeshua miyam shechar beis hamikdash ein yom she'ein by klala." There's no day that there's no klala. And Rabbi say today, what happened today? Mom, it's such a beautiful day. And what happens then? I'm sorry. We wake up to find out that an Arab on King David went and took a bulldozer, another Arab, and injures 12 people in the middle of Yerushalayim, Abalagan, a terrible, terrible, terrible. Every day there's nothing, no haklala. Zok to Gemara, O my Rabbi, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim merubas l'olosa mishal chavere. Every day, the klala is worse. And it gets worse and worse, and it spirals downward. Zok to Gemara, shenema b'vayke tayma miyitayn erev, v'erev tayma miyitayn vayke. Zok to Gemara, so which one, at an evening you say, who's going to give me tomorrow? Who's going to give me in the morning? So Poshpshad, you say it like this. In the morning, you're going to say, who's going to give me in the evening? In the evening, you're going to say, who's going to give me tomorrow? So Gemara, no, which bike are we talking about? You're going to say, I would rather, in the morning, you say, oh, it's terrible. I would rather have the clothing that I had yesterday than I have today. And in the evening, you're going to say, I'd rather have the clothing that I had this morning than I have this now. Every day it gets worse. Every day the clothing gets worse. Frek the Gemara and Isaac in the Shiloh. What was the Gemara's kasher? Remember the kasher? So what? Frek the Gemara. How does the world stand? What sustains the world? There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. How does the world stand? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is that every bracha, Rabbi Sai, if you look in with Tosani Bein Amitzarim, and this is what I want to discuss. In Parshas Kedoshim, in the Medrash, it says that any toiva in this world, whether it be Torah, whether it be Parnasa, whether it be anything, comes from where? Tzion. Tzion is the Mokom HaMikdash, is the Mokom in Yerushalayim, is the Mokom of Arabayas. Everything that's good in this world comes from Tzion. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Tzion ve'ein dayrishma. Bichlal, the Gemara says, devoy drisha. What does it mean, devoy drisha? You have to seek out Yerushalayim. You have to seek out Tzion. You have to want Yerushalayim. Zok to Gemara. Zok to Gemara, what does the world stand on? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Zok to Gemara Teres. Akidusha desidra vayehe shmei rabba. The Agadah. The Kaddish that we say in Uvolat Tzion, and the Kaddish that we say when a person learns, says a drasha, and they say, Kaddish to Rabbana. Zok Rashi, what's the pshat? Rashi says a pshat that the kedusha de sidra Rashi learns is the pshat that everybody to be Isaac and Torah. It's b'chalata. It's a pelah de gazar. Uvolat Tzion is a kedusha de sidra. It has the very Torah in it. We want everyone to say Uvolat Tzion together so that everyone should be learning Torah at the same time. And it also has kedusha in it. So it has a kedusha with Talmud Torah. That's the most gevaldik gazar. And the same thing with Kedusha Kaddish Agagarta, Kaddish on after a drasha. Why? Because you have Torah and you have the Kedusha. That's what Rashi means. But the Maral says an unbelievable thing. The Maral says, what's the pshat? that Kaddish, you would be saying about Kaddish and the Kedusha of the Siddur. And the Maral points out that in all the Siddur, there is no Shvach that said like these two things. What is the Shvach? What is the praise? Zokta Azoy. Ulefikoch ko'omar dekoy al Siddur dekedusha v'omen yehesh me'rabba da'agarta. In Kedusha, what do we say in Kedusha? In regular Kaddish? Yehesh me rabba mevarach la'olam me'olmei olmai. Zok the Maral, that these are two things where we discuss that they should be Kedusha, La'olam ul'olmei olmai. What's the pshat? Says the Maral, an unbelievable thing, Rabbeisai, if you have an open field in the middle of Manhattan, and you walk into a bank, and you say, I want a mortgage on the property, what's the bank going to say? What's your rent roll? What are you going to say? There is no rent roll. The bank says, I'm not going to give you a mortgage. But if you say, listen, here's the blueprints. Here are the architect's plans. I could build 73 stories. And I'm going to develop the property. I'm going to sell each condo for $2.6 million. And I'm going to make a boatload of money. What's the bank going to say? I don't know about this client, but the bank generally would say, if it makes sense, it's a good point. Zoktu Mara, this world, if we live in this world not looking, lo'olam el-maya, we're a vacant lot. A yid has to live with the tshuka and the desire to that olam ha'elyon. A tshuka and a desire to the Beis HaMikdash. Miyoyim shechorev Beis HaMikdash right to Gemara, there's no time. What's the world going to stand on? Says the Gemara, because we come to the Eibishter with two shvachim. Yehesh mei rabim mevorach la'ol mei almaya. Kaddish la'olam u la'ol mei almaya. We say to the Eibishter, we have a focus, we have a goal. We want to get back to the Kedusha, we want to get to Olam Haba. We want to get to. We want to have Kedusha in our lives. We don't want to live here in this vacuous, vacuous existence. Those are the two shvachim. The two shvachim are the pshat that we live for Olam Haba. We live for Kedusha. We live for coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live with Dairish Tzion, Michlal Debay Jerisha. We want the Beis HaMikdash. We have to desire that. Rav Nachum once said. Nochem Patzavis once said, why is it called Ikvis of the Meshicha? The reason why it's called Ikvis of the Meshicha is because the Ekev, the heel, is the least feeling part of the body. In Ikvis of the Meshicha, we're not going to feel. It's going to be so difficult to feel the loss. Could you imagine the people, the first year after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and they realized the void in their lives. Rabbi said, what we have, anything that we have good in this world, the Medrash is telling us, anything we have good in this world is because there is a tzion today. We don't see it, but that tzion is when we're derish tzion. A yid has to live for that osid and realize that is what he's living for. The focus has to be a focus with a desire. And the truth is, that is the avoid of the Bein HaMitzarim. The avoid of the 3 weeks is to get in touch with that, and to have a tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi said, to have a tshuka, and to realize that even if Mashiach would come now, I'd be thrilled, even though I still have 4.5 weeks left in my bungalow. Then you get a refund. Rabbi Sarek, the Gemara is saying that when a person lives with that desire, he keeps the world up. And why is it in Lashon HaRamish? You know why it's in Lashon HaRamish? Remember, there's a Gemara in Brachas Bav Gimel, in Rabbi Yossi Mitzu, Eliyahu HaNavi in the Churva. And we know that Yehei Shmei Rabbah is what? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Oy Levonai! Oy the Melech, the Makalsalos, the Beis Oitach, that when Makalai praised him when he had a Beis HaMikdash. Oy La'av, that it was his Shehigla is Bonam. Oy Levonim, that they were hitting him in the Shulchan Aviyah. They were going from the father. And the Gemara and the Yerushalmi says that it's Dafka what? Dafka which Lashon? Lashon HaRamish. Why is it Lashon HaRamish? Because we don't want that. Who should be jealous? The Malachim. The Malachim don't understand Aramaic. So why don't we say it? Why do we say it in Lashon HaRamish? You know why? Because HaRamish is for people, not for Malachim. And who are Malachim? You know, Sati Lucha Mahalchim Bein Ha'oindim. Malachim can't shteig. Malachim can't have she'ifis for more. Malachim are. We are Mahalchim. We go. We go from Michael or Choyel and go from step to step. That is what a Yid has to be. A Yid has to realize that he has to engender in himself.